Hi, it's Max McCaughan here, and I would like to say a little bit more on the February Day 4 topic of health and safety. And there has been some brilliant and fantastic audio recorded on that subject. Best so far, I have to say, and hope no one else takes offence, is Paul O'Mahony's. First one. I haven't listened to his second one, but I know he's done another one. He's probably going to be serious in the second one. Well, maybe he was serious in the first one. Actually, I think he was serious in the first one. But I'd like to just come back on a subject that I really intended to bring into my audio the other day there, and I completely forgot, as usual. So what I wanted to talk about was when people think about health and safety and they think, oh, it's poo-poo, it's a load of nonsense, and yes, and so on. Well, just take motoring, for example, and I'm not going to talk about seatbelts. We'll all have our views on seatbelts, but seatbelts were established for our health and safety so that we didn't fly through windscreens in an emergency stop, or headrests were developed, head restraints, if you like, were developed so that you didn't get a broken neck or severe whiplash if someone shunted you from the back. Now, how many cars nowadays don't have headrests? And we're all used to them. Some of us rest our heads while we're driving, some don't, just. But it's there. It's there for those circumstances or situations, I should say. And children's seat, think about that. Yeah, I've heard some talking about, you know, we used to put the kids just in a wee cot in the back. I did that when my children were growing up. Well, at least the first two, I think. And you thought nothing. But of course you didn't. But think of the health and safety of that. I mean, it is realistic. It is something that to me is entirely positive to prevent injury. In the same respect, it saved an awful lot on the national health regarding car accidents. It could just be a simple shunt, but someone would have to go to hospital. That's an ambulance involved, taking them to hospital, the hospital care, etc., etc. So all in all, as far as I'm concerned, anything to do within the car that has been developed is great. But let's talk about driving. And for those that poo-poo health and safety, and especially on the roads, think about this. Well, probably most of us have got traffic lights in our town. Well, I can tell you there's a traffic light set that is just along the road from me, and I have to join that traffic set to join the main road into town. And I could go out there just now and sit with a camera, and I could catch so many drivers that ignore the red light. They see it going to red. It's not amber gambling. No, that was the old advert, amber gambling. Don't do it. These people are blatantly ignoring the red light. Now, traffic lights were established for health and safety. You know, if it's red, it's there to stop you smashing into another car coming out with the green lane. Health and safety, people are ignoring it. Not only that, but when they see it going to amber and they've still a wee bit to go, they accelerate like hell to get through the lights. So now they're not doing 30 mile an hour, assuming they were in the first place. Now they're doing 40, 50 mile an hour and zooming through, blatantly through a red light. And then have to brake harshly at the other side. So there's another hazard. Ignoring traffic lights blatantly. What about pedestrian crossings? Yes, we have them in our town. And someone presses a button. And the car's approaching, see that they're just about to press the button. I haven't got it yet. The finger's not on the button yet. I've got time to shoot across here. Wait a minute, my exit's not clear. Oh, to hell with it. So they drive right on and get stopped. Right on a pedestrian crossing. Now, this doesn't happen once in a while. I can assure you it happened this morning and I drew a look at a lady driver with her kid, her school child, in the car doing exactly that. And when I looked at her, as if to say, you know, come on, have some common sense. She looked at me as if to say, with vengeance in her eyes, as if to say, who the hell are you looking at? She was in the wrong, but of course, that's what happens when you're in the wrong. You know, you turn it around and shove the guilt on someone else. But this happens so often. It's so blatant. But it's there for health and safety. It's there so that pedestrians, and especially elderly people or children or women with prams, can get across the road safely. You're not meant to park across it. If your exit's not clear, don't go into it. If they've pressed the button and the lights change, don't go across the light just because you can't be bothered stopping. You're going to have to stop somewhere anyway. So just think about driving alone and all these people who are blatantly ignoring, and we're not talking small percentage here, we're talking about the average motorist. You've probably all done it yourselves. If you haven't done it, you are a bloody saint, I'll tell you that. And I really do applaud you if you've never, ever done any of the things that I've spoken about in the past 3 or 4 minutes. So just regarding traffic and driving vehicles, we are all guilty every day. 30 mile an hour zone, we're doing 35 or 40. 70 mile an hour on the motorway? Nah, I want to go faster. 50 mile an hour zone? The exact same. I'll just creep up a wee bit, you know. It's there for health and safety because those speed limits are set in accordance with the type of road. So if you're on a road, it's because an A road is not necessarily a straight road or a wide road. A B road is a smaller road, and then you go down. But we go through country lanes at Warp Drive, don't we? Most of these small roads are only single track at points. You know, there's only room for one or one and a half cars, and you go flying around the corner in the middle of the road. They're there for a reason. So yes, while there are some things to do with the Road Traffic Act and health and safety within that, I have to say that if it wasn't there, just think, if someone didn't go through the procedures of risk assessments and then apply the health and safety regarding roads and motor vehicles, just think of the mayhem that would happen. We could all just ignore, or there wouldn't be anything to ignore. We could just do what the hell we liked. We'd just, no traffic lights, we don't need them. I'll just assume that I'm in the right all the time. No pedestrian crossings, no roundabouts, let's just smash through everything. No speed limits, so drive wherever you feel. Do you feel like driving at 100 mile an hour? Go ahead, drive at 100 mile an hour. So, when or if you are of the mind that health and safety regarding roads is a lot of nonsense, just think how bad it would be, or how terrible it would be if there was no health and safety. Just my thoughts. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.